Hello, friends of Ahol Moshe. This week's parsha, Parshas Chukas, we have the famous event of Moshe Rabbeinu and the rock. Many of the Mefarshim try to clarify and pinpoint what exactly it was that went wrong here. And the Ramban discusses his opinion on this matter. He begins by quoting Rashi, and Rashi famously says that the chait was that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. The Ramban questions this, and he says that it's difficult to believe that would be problematic, because we see many times in the Torah, earlier in Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is told, number one, to take his staff and to hit things with it and produce nisim. So why here would hitting the rock be a chait? Number two, he says, hitting the rock and producing water is no less miraculous than speaking to the rock and producing water. In fact, earlier in the Torah, in Parshas B'Shalach, Moshe Rabbeinu does hit a rock and produces water. So the Ramban has a difficult time with Rashi's approach. He then quotes the approach of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu was that when he says to the Jewish people, Shimu na hamorim, listen, you rebels, he appears to be getting angry with them. And if Moshe Rabbeinu was getting angry with them, he in his role as a shliach of Hashem is portraying Hashem as being angry with the people. And his chait, the Rambam says, was that he got angry and therefore portrayed Hashem as being angry with them. The Ramban takes issue with this as well. And he asks a few great questions. He says, number one, later on in the Torah, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. It says, "Vayiktzof Moshe al pekudei hachayil." He gets upset at the Bnei Yisrael for something after the Milchemes Midian, the war with Midian. So the Ramban says, well, you see over there, he's getting upset at the people and he's getting angry. So if we're going to focus on a story where Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry and say that that was a problem, over there he explicitly says he got angry. And that should be the focus of him getting angry. Number two, he says, just because he says, listen, you rebels, does not necessarily mean that he's angry. It could mean that he's just giving tochacha, he's giving appropriate rebuke, which is sometimes necessary and acceptable. And it doesn't necessarily imply that there's anger. Number three, the Ramban says, Aaron also ends up being punished. And it's very difficult, the Ramban says, to believe that Aaron, who was the paradigm of the Ish Shalom, the man of peace, that he too would have been angry here. The fourth and final thing, the Ramban says, is, and indeed, if Hashem really was angry, what would be wrong with that? We find other places in the Torah that Hashem sometimes gets angry at the Bnei Yisrael for things that they are either doing or failing to do. So he says, what would be so bad if indeed Hashem was angry and Moshe Rabbeinu portrays that to Klal Yisrael? Why is that such a chait? And after all of this, the Ramban finally then concludes with his explanation to this event. And he says that what's going on here is Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen had an opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemaim in a very public way. And that was through the miracle of speaking to the rock and producing water. And what they failed to do was to give an explicit attributing of this nes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? When they say to Bnei Yisrael, and they talk to them here, they say, Hamin hasela hazeh notzi lachem maim. Shall we produce water from this rock for you? And while they aren't outright saying that Hashem is not doing it, there was not an overt attribution to Hashem that he was involved in this miracle. And perhaps they were not as explicit as they could have been that the miracle was indeed coming from Hashem. It's interesting, the Ramban says, that is why one of the words, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says to him, Asher me'altem bi, me'altem, which is an interesting word, comes from the word me'ila. We know that me'ila in the Torah is a prohibition of taking something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, like a korban, and using it for your own personal needs. That's the term me'ila. The Ramban says that fits very well here, because one of the things that Hashem accuses Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron of is me'altem bi. So you took something that was mine, so to speak, that was God's, the miracle, which was to be attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and made it your own. And that is the Ramban's take on the famous episode of Moshe Rabbeinu and the rock at Mei Meriva. Have a wonderful Shabbos.